Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and in this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show, and I think relatively new company that people need to focus on. After a bit of a management change, the company has what I think is one of the largest exploration programs focused on copper in BC, in central BC. Now, I am introducing Surge Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SURG. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Shane Ebert. Now, Shane, let's start off with the company's project, this UTSA project in west central BC. In terms of the area that it's in, it is right across from the Huckleberry Mine in what is considered a mining district in BC. Let's start off with the history of the UTSA project. There is a resource on the project. There is also a PEA done in 2016. First and foremost, give us a little background on the resource on this UTSA project, please.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Corey. Our UTSA property in West Central BC has been around for the last 10 years under our management. In that time, we've defined three measured indicated category resources. One is at the Ox deposit, which is a copper moly system, and two are the East and West Seal deposits, which are both copper gold systems. So we've established right now 224 million tons of measured and indicated resource. That's pit constrained, which contains about 1.1 billion pounds of copper, a million ounces of gold, or 2.5 billion pounds copper equivalent. As you mentioned, we have great access to this property. It's in a mining district, and we see a ton of upside potential to expand our existing resources.
No, the expanding of these existing resources is what really captured my eye, and that all came on the back of a bit of a reorganization from some of the management team. But let's also talk about the PEA. Back in 2016, there was a PEA release. Now, we need to add an addendum here that the PEA uses toll mining at the Huckleberry Mine. You guys don't have an agreement for this, but you were just showing some of the synergies that could happen here. Some of the fundamentals, the numbers behind this PEA, though, an after-tax IRR of 81%, an after-tax NPV of $186 million, low initial capex, obviously, because you are using that toll milling. What other insights can you give us regarding the PEA, more focused on the fact that it does seem like it is showing that this is, at the start, an economic, albeit a bit small, resource?
You bet. So, I mean, we're in a mining district, so we wanted to make sure that we utilized existing infrastructure. We took the best 65 million tons of our pit-constrained resource, which is only about 30% of that resource. There's definitely room to up the strip ratio a bit and significantly increase the tonnage that we might send over to the Huckleberry Mill on a toll milling basis. But that 65 million tons gives us 12 years of mine life and produces, very compelling economics. Our all-in sustaining cost is $2.09 a pound copper. But I just want to point out, there's no agreement in place with Huckleberry, but the compelling story, the low capex, down the road, this makes for a unique mining scenario in BC where existing infrastructure might be utilized to better potential long term. But I do want to point out that 65 million tons is only a part of our existing pit constrained resource. And we also see potential to significantly build and expand our resources. And we are working on now a standalone opportunity where we might have significantly bigger resources that would warrant a larger, higher throughput type mining scenario. So lots of optionality here down the road, and definitely using the existing infrastructure is one way to move forward.
All right, let's talk about this drill program that just started. The news came out late October, so October 29th. It's initially a 10,000-meter program. I understand you guys have two drills on site. These two drills are going to be testing generally different targets. Let's start with the first drill that is doing what I consider some of this near-term exploration for growing the underlying resource. Take us through, again, that one drill, what it's doing here in terms of current resource and near-term expansion.
You bet. So the first drill we have out on site is focusing on the low-hanging fruit in and around our existing deposits. So we're starting by testing some very interesting exploration targets adjacent to our deposits, but we have a ton of expansion potential, especially at our West Seal deposit. So some of our first holes at West Seal are going to test a knowledge gap at the surface. They're going to extend through about 600 meters of known mineralization in the West Seal deposit, and then start testing the down plunge trend of mineralization to the southwest. So we expect we're going to have 1,000 meters plus of pretty good mineralization, but the focus of that is, can we extend the high grade core down plunge to the southwest, and then can we fill in the knowledge gaps between our two deposits, East Seal and West Seal, and sort of bring this whole area into one large potentially economic pit with a very large resource behind it. So that's our goal for the first drill: expand, infill, and really understand the potential around our existing deposits.
So has there been any prior drilling in between the East Seal and the West Seal deposits?
There has, but it's not systematically, and it's a pretty low drill density. So we see a lot of low-grade mineralization between these deposits already. We think at today's metal prices, that entire zone would probably be ore, not waste, in a mining scenario. But we're also seeing a few areas that have some good grade in that area. So we need to understand that grade. We think we can increase grade as well as tons through that area. But there's quite a bit of work to do. It's a pretty big area. We'll have about a kilometer and a half of mineralization, and we need to do several more holes between, and then several more holes even on the other sides to see where the final boundary of mineralization is.
Now, what about the depth component of the actual deposits and of the target to tie these together?
Yeah, so we're going to be drilling some deep holes. So there is mineralization that comes to surface throughout that whole area, but some of our better grades are a few hundred meters below surface. So our initial drilling is going to be down to 1,000 meters plus. If we're testing the down plunge extent, we're going to push the holes a bit deeper. When we're filling in between the two, we're going to be drilling 600-700 meter holes. Our ultimate goal is to see what we can fit into an open pit at a very big scale. So yeah, we're going to get some good looks at depth, but we'll also fill in some knowledge gaps.
Now, what about this second drill? From my understanding, it's going to be testing new targets, undrilled targets.
Yeah, absolutely. This summer, we did a 3D IP survey, a geophysical survey, over our entire copper-gold-rich trend, the seal trend, we call it. We came up with a brand new large chargeability target on the east side, and we're going to start with the second drill testing that new target. We would love to get into a new discovery out here. And we think that target might represent the fault offset portion of our high-grade East Seal deposit. So the first several holes will be focused on that east target. We've also got a large geophysical anomaly on the west side of the trend. We're going to put a bunch of holes into that. And there's a third target on the margins of the trend near the East Seal deposit. And our first hole, actually, the program is going to go into that target. So there's some really big, interesting exploration targets around the deposits, but fairly close. All of these things are within a kilometer, kilometer and a half, 2 kilometers of the known deposits. And if there are any big copper gold deposits in there, we want to know about it sooner than later.
So I am going to post a dedicated presentation from the company that does outline this drill program, and some of these new targets that you will be testing can be found on slides 11, 12, 13, even down to 14. Now, there is also one other thing we should point out here is that the company, the project, does have two general trends here. The seal trend that we have talked about that encompasses the West Seal deposit and the East Seal deposit, plus all these exploration targets, there is also this ox trend. This is outlined in slide 7. This is not the focus of the drill program, though. Can you give us a little bit more color as to why?
Yes. Well, the ox trend, we think it goes for about 13 kilometers. It extends from the Huckleberry mine to our ox deposit and a little bit beyond. And there's a lot of big alteration zones and geophysical anomalies along it. It is a copper moly rich trend. It doesn't have the gold component that our seal trend does. So our near-term focus is going to be on the seal trend, where we have a very significant gold component. And in today's market, and when we look at the economics, that gold component makes a ton of difference. So that'll be our primary focus. And as time allows and as we fully understand our seal trend, we'll eventually get to the ox trend, because there's some good exploration targets along that trend as well.
Okay, so still a lot of targets. And hey, as I said, 10,000 meters, at least initially of this program, which you are fully funded for. This is one of the larger, I think, true exploration copper plays with already a PEA out. Let's talk about some of the team then. Shane, first and foremost, give us a little background on yourself.
Well, I'm a geologist, a PhD in geology. I've been doing this for 29 years. Exploration focused, deposit model focused, been involved in several discoveries so far over my career, including the West Seal deposit on UTSA. I've been running the company now for quite a while, president and CEO. Recent additions, you hit the nail on the head. We brought in some great new people to the team. We brought in Craig Perry as a director, Christian Cargill-Simard as a director, James Hines and as advisor. Very well-respected and extremely knowledgeable people we've added to the team, and it's really helping us on the technical side and on the financial side.
Now let's talk about some of the other company fundamentals, share structure. Post the recent financing, about 118 million shares outstanding, 176 on a fully diluted basis. Management and board of directors holds around 20%. Retail float right around 50%. How much money does the company have in the bank to move forward with this drill program?
So we have $7.6 million in the bank. Our announced 10,000-meter program will cost about $2.2 million. We're completely funded for the next phase, and there's a good chance we might extend our current program and keep drilling through the winter, and we're fully funded for any extension that we might contemplate down the road.
All right. And then in terms of news flow, catalysts, obviously going to be this drill program. It did just start. What else can investors keep an eye out for when they are following along with Surge?
Yeah. So, I mean, we're taking a bigger approach to copper in BC. We're looking at an M&A strategy. We're looking at consolidating districts. So in terms of news flow, yeah, we got lots of drill results. Should be steady flow over the next several months. But look for us to maybe do some deals and start consolidating copper districts and becoming a much bigger, better copper player in the BC space.
What does consolidating the area look like? Can you give us a little bit more insight on that? Because, well, people might not know about the jurisdiction or even the opportunities that you're seeing.
Right. You know, BC in general right now, there is a lot of bigger known porphyry copper, copper moly, copper gold systems that are relatively undervalued. And we think that there's certain districts, without getting into specifics, where we might be able to come in and consolidate a number of districts, looking at the opportunity on a district scale instead of just an individual deposit scale. So we're excited about the opportunities. We're moving that forward, and there'll be more to come on that over the next months.
All right, Shane, we will wrap it up there, but I am going to have you back on the show as we get some more maybe questions in, some more comments, and any news that comes out of the company. Please, everybody, send me some of your questions, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Shane to answer those. Shane, thank you for your time today, and I look forward to following up with you as more news hits the market.